More than a month into the fighting in Lebanon, the Israeli consensus over the war against Hezbollah is beginning to fray. Opinion polls show the public does not believe the army is winning the war, and support for a ceasefire is growing. At the same time, there is growing criticism of Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and his handling of the war. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Tel Aviv.
For the first few weeks of the war, there was strong public support for the government after Hezbollah guerrillas sparked the conflict with a cross-border raid in which they killed several Israeli soldiers and captured two others. Many Israelis believed the war would be short and end in a decisive Israeli victory. But after more than 100 Israeli casualties, both soldiers and civilians, Hezbollah shows no sign of being defeated. Just 3 weeks ago, Prime Minister Olmert had a 75% approval rating. Now the figure is under 50%. Writing in the left-leaning Haaretz newspaper, columnist Ari Shavit lashed out at the Prime Minister in a front-page piece titled Olmert Must Go. Tel Aviv taxi driver Meir Vahaba fought in Israel's last war in Lebanon in 1982. Then, he said, Israeli troops reached the suburbs of Beirut in a week. This time, it's been a month, and Hezbollah remains in villages just a few miles from the Israeli border.
I don't know what happened to our army. This hesitation by the government. What are they afraid of? Hezbollah attacked us. We should have hit them very hard from the air and then sent in massive ground forces. Now it's late, maybe too late. Our army looks terrible.
At the same time, there's also growing criticism of the war from the Israeli peace camp. About 600 demonstrators stood on the sidewalk opposite the defense ministry in Tel Aviv yesterday, waving Israeli flags and shouting slogans like peace, yes, war, no, and there is no military solution. Some drivers honked in support, but others made rude gestures out the window. Many of the demonstrators here said they were tired of the war, which shows no sign of ending. Orly Noy, a radio producer from Jerusalem, says she feels public support for the war is waning.
We don't see the massive support that we saw at the beginning of the operation. Nobody really knows right now what the operation is about anymore. And people starting to ask questions, and we have killed soldiers every day, and almost every day there are civilians being killed as well, not to mention what's going on in Lebanon. Nobody sees the point of it anymore.
After Israel's invasion of Lebanon in 1982, Peace Now led the Israeli protest movement, bringing as many as 400,000 demonstrators into the streets of Tel Aviv. But until this week, Peace Now had not even participated in the small anti-war demonstrations organized by the radical left in Israel. Galia Golan, one of the founders of Peace Now, says the situation is changing. She says several developments have coalesced to shatter the previous Israeli consensus in favor of the war.
The cabinet decision to continue the war and to broaden it, and also the death toll that's taking place, particularly among Israeli soldiers, which is what people are very sensitive to. All of this has led to, I believe, the beginning of a change in public opinion, and that's why we felt that it was time to appeal to a more general public.
On both the right and the left, the public is frustrated with the war. The Haaretz poll found more than half of Israelis believe the campaign would have been handled better if the prime minister and defense minister had military backgrounds. Now, several senior officials in the opposition Likud party say they will work to bring down the government after the war ends. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Tel Aviv.